Well, welcome again. Is there anybody like me getting a touch of Groundhog Day about it? I feel like we've never actually gone home. We seem forever bound to be in this room together. What a horrendous thought. To be stuck here with Dave Scarlett for eternity, that would be good. Gordon,
yes.
I'm going to have to put you in charge of this monitor.
Okay.
Is there a monitor back there, Stephen? Or John?
No?
Okay. So, if you're dying, it's his fault. Okay. No pressure, Gordon. Thank you, all of you, for your kind wishes throughout the summer. All right. How's the volume? There's a master volume control on the right-hand side. Is that any good? Yeah? It's also charging battery. It's also charging batteries.
Sorry?
It's charging up, so it will get better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I can hear the echo from here, so something's happening. Yeah, I do feel much better, thank you. I feel great. I feel absolutely fantastic, which is a bit dangerous. Let me just move over here so that you're in line of sight. If you need to move the table to get into line of sight better, then please don't be embarrassed to do that. No, you can't move around the room in the sense of swapping places. I know one or two of you wanted to be next to my best mate and all this kind of stuff. Well, that's not going to work today. In fact, to be next to your best mate is probably the most ineffective thing that could happen today. You need not to be next to your best mate. Particularly not next to your best mate. That's the last person you need to be with today. And you will discover that as we go on. Straight into it, no housekeeping apart from don't let any strangers walk in this room. There is no cleaning going on. There is no decorating going on. If it's a stranger, he's likely to nick something, so you beat him up on the spot. A guest, who's our guest for today? Guest for today? Yes. You need your badges on instantly. Please don't walk around in this room without the badges. Your colleagues desperately want to know who you are. They want to keep in contact with you afterwards. And it's seriously embarrassing to call you Thingy. So the first guest then, Ian, is your opportunity. On page 2, Ian, of the workbook. And has everybody brought their business cards, what I asked them to bring? Yes, do swap business cards around today. I've had numerous requests from people saying, I just want to know who that is so I can communicate with him because I'd like to talk to them. And we are all gentlemen today. There's no beautiful ladies. I'm really sorry about that. Your opportunity, Ian, it's an opportunity for you to read page 2. So the protocol is you stand up so that the noise carries over the heads. And you read the portion in grey on page 2. That's your welcome to the workshop. Nice and loudly and clearly. Thank you, Ian.
Each of us is where we are today as a result of the choices we have made. Whether the pressures and influences on us, we still have a choice. Recognising this truth endows us with enormous power constant concerning our future. What's more, the choices we make depend for their quality on the quality of our future we do first. The fundamental factor is magnified when we realise that when we are in each other's presence, the quality of our attention for each other deeply influences the quality of our thinking. Consider that when you meet with your clients to discuss their electric future.
Thank you, Ian. I'd like you all for just 60 seconds to stare at that and study it as if your very life depended upon it. If you don't understand that portion in grey, the next 7 hours is going to be completely lost to you. You might want to use a highlighter in front of you on the table to highlight whatever you perceive as being something you might disagree with, something you find important, something you go, yeah, aha to. Whatever your reaction, just use your highlighter. It's not easy at the end of 7 hours to remember what you thought was important on a 50-page workbook. So do use your highlighters. Good. You now have 5 minutes each, turning to page 4. There's an index table of contents there, you don't want to read that. Turn to page 4. You have 5 minutes each to work with each other in pairs. Here's how the pairs will go. You, for the rest of the day, will be teamed with him. That's your partner. Ditto. Ditto. Peter, if you could let Stuart sit there. Stuart, your partner for the day is Paul. Fred is very ill and hasn't been able to turn up, so I'm moving Peter out of the operation. He's going to be an observer today. Your partner for the day is him. Your partner for the day is he. Partner, partner. That's it for the day. If you can't stand each other, well, you know what? That's part of the exercise. I really don't care. You need to. Whether you like him or not, you're with him for the day. And what you learn from today will depend very much upon how you treat each other. So you better grow to love each other a lot. It will make a great deal of difference to you. 5 minutes each, starting from now. Your instructions are at the top of the page. Go. Choose where you move to today, so you might want to spend 5 minutes with them, 5 minutes with them, and then move around. Times, so it doesn't matter if I.
So if you've got to switch over time after.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I'm not going to give them 5 minutes in this sense because the end time is more important. So I might give them three and a half. So some of them don't even know it said 5 minutes listening each, and you can see that happening, kind of going backwards and forwards, which is okay. Yeah. But that's what will happen in the first exercise until they learn. Oh, I'm supposed to be listening each. Um, we're ready to switch now. Do you want to shout switch? They many of them won't understand what you're saying, so maybe you can clarify that. I'm happy that, as you observe, you write critique as well, that I might bring up to you in the course of the day, not immediately after each thing, but later on. I might turn to you and just say, did we have any problems with that earlier on? You'll say, yeah, what I observed was, yeah. Good morning. May we have another tall stool in the Beijing room, please? Is that okay? Thank you very much. Bye-bye. We'll stop them. You want to stop them?
Sorry?
Just stop them.
Right, sorry. Okay, we're wrapped up then.
That's it, folks. Time to stop. Thanks, Peter. Peter is observing you table by table. There will be other people observing during the course of today. In other words, you're being watched. I've left the door slightly open. We're going to have another bar stool in here because we'll occasionally be doing role plays at the front. Though I will allow you to avoid that in the early part of the day until you get more comfortable with the process. I want you to turn to the next page, please. Oh, incidentally, can someone tell me what the major instruction was on page 4 that you just turned from? What was the primary instruction?
Listen.
Anybody apart from Nigel?
Listen.
Listen for how long?
5 minutes.
Yes, each. So if you were having a conversation, you didn't understand the primary rule of the first exercise of the first day. The objective was, as you listened, you shut up. You don't say a single word. Your responsibility on behalf of your partner was just to listen and to inject none of your beautiful wisdom of 50 odd years or 40 odd years or whatever, which you're so desperate to do. But we'll learn more about that in just a while. Turn to page 5. Here are today's objectives. I'd like front left hand table to read the first 4 boxes on that nice and loudly. Howard, box number 1.
How to explore, discover, and truly understand your client.
I know you can read, and everybody else knows you can read, but I just need it not to come from me, Eric. Number 2.
How to help your clients envisage a future worth striving for.
3.
How to understand and clear barriers to their progress.
4.
How to integrate all of this into a financial plan which impacts their life.
And 5, Ian.
And why, once you've worked this way, you will never want to go back.
Thank you, Ian. What's the title of this workshop?
Transformational First Meeting.
A Transformational First Meeting. If I were you, I would probably deface this workbook by underneath the word transformational, thank you, write the word transactional underneath it. Transactional on the front. Write the word transactional. Everybody done that? And then put a thundering great line through the word that you've just written. The difference between your ability to transact financial planning and your ability to conduct a transformational process is the difference between you being in the top 2% of this industry worldwide and the bottom 98% of this industry. That's how vast the difference is. By top 2%, I mean people comfortably earning £500,000 to £1 million a year per advisor, and working a darn sight less hours than you are. It's that profound. This is not an open discussion as far as I'm concerned. Having observed those who are there and those who are not, the difference is so vast that it's almost they're in a different industry. And that's what we're going to try and examine today. It's got nothing to do with Dave Scala. This is observing what's going on. And observing, that is the fact. It is not arguable anymore. It's been tested over decades and dems the facts. Ignoring them will cost you dearly in your life, in your client relationships, and in the quality of revenue in your business. I feel that strongly about what we're going to discuss today. Okay, let's turn to page 6. This is currently symbolic. It will become very real. I'd like you to read it very carefully, and on behalf of your partner, I would like you in front of them to sign the bottom of the page.